This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A Southern Illinois grain company's licenses have been revoked by the Illinois Department of Ag for failure to pay a producer on demand for grain purchased from that producer. The Keller Grain Company, located in Jonesboro and Anna, Illinois, has been ordered to cease and desist doing further business. The Illinois Department of Agriculture has assumed control of the company, including its grain assets, and will begin the process of compensating claimants per the Illinois Grain Code. Anyone who has sold grain to the company and has not been paid in full, or has grain stored in the company's facilities, should contact the Ag Department's Bureau of Warehouses to file a claim. And the deadline to file claims is March 29th. The department will hold an informational meeting to explain the liquidation and claims processes on January 19th, and that meeting will take place at 1 p.m. at the Main Street Center, formerly known as the Sunshine Inn, located at 400 South Main Street in Anna. That meeting will be open to anyone with a financial interest in the company, including farmers who may be potential claimants. Two private pesticide license review sessions are scheduled for next Friday at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro. The morning session is scheduled to run from 10 to 11:30, and the afternoon session is scheduled to run 1 to 2:30. U of I Extension educator Gary Letterly will head the review, and I talked with him to find out some more information.
We have a pesticide review session coming up on the 20th of January. We work with Extension, U of I Extension works real closely with the Farm Bureau in and around the state, and particularly in Montgomery County. So at the Hillsboro, Montgomery County Farm Bureau office at 10 o'clock on January 20th, we'll be offering a pesticide review. And this review is to help area farmers that need to pass the test for private applicators. And they could, listeners could attend one of the Springfield or across the state sessions, and it's about a half day to a day long event. And we found out that there's also a need to offer a little more shorter, quicker review that people locally can attend. So this is kind of our answer to trying to continue to do local program delivery. So working with the staff at the Farm Bureau there in Montgomery County, we've put together this review session. Again, it'll start at 10 o'clock. The best thing folks can do is do a couple of things. One, do some review ahead of time. And they offer a training book for private applicator training and also a review book and workbook. And that's very good because nearly all of the questions that are on the exam come out of the review book. So both of them work together. And then along with this short, brief lecture that I offer to kind of help farmers review what's critical about pesticide safety and helps them make it through the testing procedure in a manner more acceptable for most farmers. As we get in there and you see a multiple choice question and you've got a couple hours to do this, we'll do about an hour and a half training on the 20th, and then I'll take questions from those that attend. But you've got to call the Illinois Farm Bureau office and register in advance for that training. And again, they are our sponsors. They like for us to do this review, and it helps folks across the board. You don't have to be a Farm Bureau member to attend, but you certainly need to give them a call at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office for the pesticide review on January 20th. The phone number there at the Hillsboro office for Farm Bureau is 532-6171. Let them know you're wanting to sign up for the pesticide review. It starts at 10 o'clock, and it'll run at least an hour and a half, almost till noon. Depends on how many questions we get during the review session.
I don't want to get into too many legal things here, but it is a state law to possess a pesticide applicator's license if you are going to be applying pesticides. Is that correct?
If you're going to be applying a pesticides on the farm, this is in production of an agricultural commodity or a food material or grain material for processing, you need that license. You need to show that you are know how to safely use pesticides. You need to demonstrate that you know how to protect yourself and the people around you and the environment. So it's a good training to review all of that. and how to react in an emergency, because mistakes happen, and not always ever intentionally. You know, these things just happen. So we try to prepare for those things that we can't always see, you know, coming at us. This is why we do the pesticide review. It's for pesticide safety, personal, public, private. Again, this is private applicators, and this is the private applicator training. Also, the requirement, if you're going to purchase and apply a restricted use product as a farmer, you have to have this license. And if you purchase and apply restricted use products for other capacities, there's another set of tests and trainings that go along. We're concentrating on that which would be used by a farmer on their farm.
How long is a pesticide applicator license good for?
Well, the private applicator license is effective for 3 years. So the way I look at it is you'll recertify every 3 years. So you'll be in a sequence that if you try to purchase and apply restricted use products, if it's your fourth year, you will need to recertify. So they're good for 3 years.
And are these tests, is U of I Extension the only source that offers these? Does the state offer testing? Or maybe that's a question that you don't know the answer to. I was just curious.
No, the state of Illinois actually proctors the exam. I mean, they actually bring the test instrument to the university site. And that'll take place not on the 20th. The 20th is only the review. The 27th will be the pesticide private applicator test. And that'll be, again, that'll be there at Hillsboro, but it'll be at the extension office. And that'll start at 10 o'clock. And don't wait till 10 o'clock to come in, because at 10 o'clock we're in our seats starting to fill out the blank for all the background information you need. So, again, the testing will be on the 27th of January at the U of I Extension office starting at 10 o'clock. You must call in ahead of time, because it's going to be a full house. And just circumstances that have brought us to the point where instead of offering us an off-site, we're going to use the Extension office. It's a little more economic for us, but we need to know who's coming so that we can do the seating arrangements so it makes sense for test-taking. Again, that is the private applicator test for this area without training is on the 27th of January at the U of I Extension office in Hillsboro. And the phone number, again, you must call to register in advance, 532-3941. All you have to do is call up, tell them you want to sign up for the private applicator test in Hillsboro on the 27th of January. They'll take the information, they'll log you in. If you can, you can actually go to our website. And it's U of I Extension website for Unit 18, which again is Christian, Montgomery, Macoupin, and Jersey counties. And we can find it as a program listing for the 27th of January. And you can sign up online. So either way works, but you got to do it in advance. And don't wait till the day before, because you may be helping me set up chairs.
Gary Letterly with U of I Extension, and once again, that phone number to call to reserve your spot for the pesticide review is 217-532-6171. And before we wrap up, I have a few events to remind you about, starting with the Carlinville FFA alumni is hosting a dinner auction on January 21st at the Carlinville Elks Lodge. Tickets are available at CNB Bank in Carlinville or by calling Molly Rosentrader at 217-204-5600. And the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District's annual meeting is scheduled for January 19th at the U of I Extension office in Hillsboro. And you can RSVP to that meeting by calling the Soil and Water Office at 217-532-3361, extension 3. And last but not least, a new event we haven't talked about yet is the Staunton FFA Alumni Group is hosting their annual dinner auction on February 4th at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton. Doors open at 4 p.m. A buffet dinner will be served from 4:30 to 6:30. A silent auction and live auction will also be taking place that night. General admission is $25, and tickets can be purchased at Bill's IGA, Judah Ace Hardware, and Prairie Town Feed Service. For more information, you can call 618-635-2063, and the proceeds will benefit Ag Education and the local FFA chapter. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.